You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev.
We are joined by one of only 25 people on the planet to have four 100-point seasons in the National Hockey League. He also had 94 and 95 and 92 points in 3 other years. Played 1,000 NHL hockey games, scoring 1,130 points. Also had 101 points in 91 playoff games. As a member of the St. Louis Blues, is in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he's the analyst for the St. Louis Blues. Bernie Federico joins us. Bernie, how you doing?
Jason, I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Did you know you were one of only 25 to have four 100-point seasons?
Nope.
That's crazy. I'd put that on my business cards, Bernie.
No, you know what? There's all kinds of things that come up. I mean, there's too many stats in this world now. There's all kinds of stats that I don't even have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty damn good stat company to be in. So it's pretty cool. Now, Connor McDavid is looking to become only the first person since Jagr to go back-to-back. I want to get your thoughts as a guy who knew how to put up 100 points, and I understand that this era is a little bit more difficult to score in, but even when it was easier, not everybody could get 100. But what do you make of McDavid, and especially the run he's been on, as somebody who's who obviously loves offensive-minded players?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody been any better for a long time. I mean, he absolutely amazes me how fast he gets going and how much control he has at the speed that he's at. So I've seen a lot of young kids come into the league and be really good players, but I don't know if there's been a better prospect or a big guy that can. I really got a feeling that he's going to probably win the scoring every year in the league until he decides to not play anymore. I just think he's just one of the great talents of all time.
He's amazing to watch, there's no doubt. But you know, I guess another story I find amazing is St. Louis. When I look at what the move they made with Stastny going out, an important part of their offense, and now they've gone on a run. Why? Why did that run? Are the players pissed off and they're just playing angry?
Yeah, I think so, Jason. I think that what happened here is that, they were going through a really rotten stretch, and I think they all looked in the mirror and said, hey, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've got a team that played so well at the beginning of the season, and I really believe that they just said, hey, let's just go back to basics. Let's be the team that they're supposed to be. I think they started getting too fancy, tried to do too many things, and instead of just being that blue-collar team that they were from the start of the year. I mean, there's a lot of enough talent on this team to win. I mean, guys like Shen has been, he's been absolutely outstanding. You got Tarasenko, you've got Schwartz, you got three guys there that are very, very good players. So you have Petrangelo back on defense. So I think one thing that did happen was the goaltending got a little better. I mean, Jake Allen had a real, real struggle through January and most of February. Carter Hutton played very well, but then he got hurt. So I think there was a lot of soul searching that went on over the course of a few of those games where they dropped like seven in a row, and then all of a sudden they said, hey, the trade deadline's over, we're not going to get any help, let's just try to put things back together. And that's what they've done. They kept it simple, and you know, they're beating teams that they're supposed to beat right now. I mean, they beat, you know, Chicago, who's not going to be in the playoffs, Vancouver, another team that's going to be in the playoffs, the Rangers, a team that's not going to be there. So they're beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, and all of a sudden they're back in the playoff hunt.
There were some players that were upset. You know, they came right out and said, hey, what are we doing getting rid of Paul Stastny? So who has stepped up since here in the last 10 games for the Blues to get them right back in the hunt? And actually, because of their regulation wins, they actually own a lot of the tiebreakers.
Everybody's kind of stepped up. I mean, Brodziak has moved from the fourth line into the middle on the second line. I think he's been absolutely outstanding. He's been playing with Steen and with Berglund. Berglund, all of a sudden, has started scoring again. Steen has started playing much better. Alexander Steen and Stastny are so close, and I think everybody thought that maybe this would be a real turnoff for Steen, but he's put it all behind him, and he's played very, very well. I mean, Schwartz and Shen have been good all season long. I mean, unfortunately, Schwartz was hurt for a while. That really hurt, but since he's been coming back, I mean, Shannon Schwartz has played very well. Tarasenko has been kind of in and out of the lineup. He's been good and bad, hot and cold, but he's been a little better the last couple of games. So the defense has really stepped into the play. I mean, this is a team, guys, that, I mean, I think had like 43 goals now that they've scored from defense, and this is a team that defense never really scored ever. They got 25 goals in a whole year. That was an awful lot. But this year they've got 43, so everybody's kind of jumping into play. Mike Yeo wants the defense to move up, get involved in the offense, and that's what's kind of happened, and that's why they're scoring goals and they're winning some games again.
Yeah, I love that you bring up the defense. And one guy that I find interesting is Vince Dunn. You know, how would you evaluate his season this year for the Blues?
Vince Dunn is going to get better and better. I mean, Vince Dunn is one of those kids that's got great potential. I mean, he sees the ice very well. He's a great skater, loves to jump up on the play. And I think that as time goes on, as he gets more comfortable in the game that he's supposed to play, he's going to even get better. And I think his offensive side is even going to get more so. He's a guy that right from the beginning of the year, they wanted him to really kind of learn more defense than offense. And I really believe that his game is going, get up and go. Get the puck and keep going north instead of kind of waiting around to see what's going to happen. And he's getting more and more confidence. And really, now with the injuries that they had, with Bouwmeester being out for the rest of the year, Gunnarsson's out for the rest of the year, all of a sudden Dunn is in a role where he's not just the sixth defenseman or fifth or sixth defenseman. He's being used really as a third or fourth defenseman, and he's getting more ice time. And he's going to just continue to get better. But, yeah, I mean, I just love his upside because of the way he moves the puck, the way he jumps up with the play.
Hockey Hall of Famer Bernie Federko, analyst for the St. Louis Blues, joins us. Bernie, one player who, you know, at times almost lost his starting job in Jake Allen, but in the month of March, he's come back, and definitely the last three games has only allowed a goal in each one of them, beating some really good teams in Columbus and Boston in that time span. What's been the change in Jake Allen? What have you seen? Is it just a confidence thing? Has he tweaked some things positionally?
Yeah, Jason, we've asked him that question, and he's really kind of telling us that he's just really tried to simplify everything. He played really well at the beginning of the year, and he said he just tried to get too fancy, tried to do too many things and too many things different. And for whatever reason, I don't know why you do that. If you're successful, why do you want to change? But he's now said that he's more back to being a simpler game. He's not as aggressive as he was. I mean, when he's not playing well, he's sliding back and forth, and I don't know why goaltenders start doing that when they get off their edges and slide right out of the crease, and he was kind of doing that. Now I really believe that he's playing more inside the net. He's still coming to the front of the paint to challenge the shooters, but he was really losing his angle before for I don't know what reason, but he said now that he's calmed things down. He's tried to slow things down. He said he's feeling much more comfortable, and he's stopping the puck down. I mean, he was really great in Columbus on Saturday night. He really stole that 2 points there, and that's what the Blues need right now. I mean, they're in a hunt right now with seven games left. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with what's going on in the West right now, but the Blues are in the thick of things, and if they can win the games they're expected to win, and it'll have to be because of Jake Allen, I think that they do have a chance of getting to a playoff spot.
We're talking with St. Louis Blues analyst and Hockey Hall of Famer Bernie Federko. Bernie, when I look at the first unit or either kind of mix of players they can get out there for their power play, I think this should be a power play that can click. Hasn't gone that way this year. What are they missing, or what is the element that's not going right for this group to do something that can really help their specialty team, the power play?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't know how Edmonton doesn't have a good power play. I don't know how Columbus doesn't have a good power play, because 5-on-5, they do a good job with it. But for the most part, this team is a team that really has had a trouble, I really believe, from the point. I think they really need a quarterback back on the point that can really shoot it and sees the ice very well. But Petrangelo has been used kind of in that role, and he doesn't have the big, powerful shot. I mean, I think that's something that you really have to need to have. I think that's kind of been one of the things that has been lacking, especially for a right-handed shot. Steen was used on the point for a long time. That seemed didn't work out, and all of a sudden now he's back in front of the net, and Shen's in front of the net. So this is a team I really believe that they try to pass the puck around and look for that perfect shot instead of really getting bodies in front of the net and pound it and then try to get to some rebounds. I mean, I think that any of us that played the game now know that when things aren't going good in the power play, you just get the puck to the front of the net, get it through, and fight for those dirty goals. And this team has not done enough of that. I mean, they've been a little more successful as of late because they are starting to shoot the puck a little more. But I really think that the main thing that they're lacking right now is that main quarterback on the power play from the point that can really kind of fire the puck or dish it off, you know, either way. And I think that's probably been the biggest problem all season long.
Well, Bernie, it's going to be a great stretch run between the Kings and the Ducks and the Blues and the Colorado Avalanche, who, of course, the Blues, the schedule maker, might have got it right. The final game of the regular season has the Blues and the Avalanche, of course, six games in between. The Blues have a game in hand on the Ducks and the Kings right now, and the big one tomorrow night against the San Jose Sharks. Enjoy it.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it could. You're right. It could come down to that game in Colorado to see who's in and who's out.
And before I let you go, Bernie, the whitest family from Foam Lake, Saskatchewan is listening and saying hello.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice. I'd like to say hello back. That's you really. That's my dad's mother's family name. So yeah. Goes back a long time.
Yeah, you betcha, for sure. Yeah, there's not many people from Foam Lake, Saskatchewan, so definitely the whitest to know who's going there, right?
Good point.
Thanks, Bernie. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, fellas. You guys have a great night.